You're listening to Every Voice Matters with Dori Francis, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone. Good morning. Good afternoon. Hi, Jesse, Amy, Ben. Thank you for being here today. My guest today, well, I have three. I have Amy, say hi, and Ben, and Jesse, who are with Stretch Zone in Broomfield and Arvada. And I am a client of their Broomfield location, so I'm really happy to have them be here today. Stretch Zone has been on CNN and Wall Street. They've been in the New York Times and the Washington Post. They've also been acknowledged by the NBA and the NFL. I'm not a sports person, so bear with me. And they're great at helping pro athletes. I've got some great questions that were sent in because you don't have to be a celebrity to go to Stretch Zone. Let's start off with Amy saying hi and just telling us a little bit about yourself, Amy. Oh, I'm not hearing you. There we go.
Thanks, Lori. Thanks so much for having us, first of all. We adore you, and we appreciate
it. We're getting some static.
This is our microphone. Is this helping at all?
Not a lot.
Okay, so maybe we're going to take the microphone off. Let's see, I'm sorry.
That's okay. I just want to make sure everybody can hear you.
Does that work, though?
That's a little bit better, but you're a little fuzzy.
Okay. So how about here?
I'm just hearing my feedback.
What do you think? We're gonna take this out and see if it changes anything.
Test. Is that better? Or so the same?
That's a little bit better.
Okay, I'm going to maybe try to speak into the microphone on the computer. So I'm Amy Nurki, and I live in Colorado, and we are here at Stretch Zone. We have Ben over here, who's the general manager.
Can you maybe disconnect and reconnect again, because we're getting, like, feedback?
Disconnect completely?
Yes, and we'll talk to Jesse for a moment. Hi, Jesse.
Hey, how's it going?
Actually, Jesse was one of the first people I ever met when I went to Stretch Zone. He's the one who introduced me and gave me my first free 30-minute session. And why don't you share with us a little bit, Jesse, about your background and how you came to be at Stretch Zone?
Yeah, of course. And I remember when you first walked in, It was not too long ago. I haven't seen you in a while because we have our new location here in Arvada.
Right.
But long time no see. It's great to see you again. I've been with Stretch Zone for about a year and a half to 2 years. And my background is anatomy and physiology, just like all of our practitioners here. Specifically, I went to school for biology and mathematics, and that's where I found my passion for learning. And the hands-on work, especially doing research, is where I found myself really thriving, and that naturally led me into Stretch Zone, where I got to work one-on-one with clients and have that hands-on experience and helping people get back to where they want to be and accomplishing goals that they have in their life.
Well, thank you for sharing that. Hi, Amy, Ben, welcome back.
How are we now? Is this
better? Oh my gosh, that is so much better. Yay!
Technology. Oh, all right. Well, again, I'm Amy Nurki, and we're here at Broomfield Stretch Zone. And so appreciative of Dori for her patronage and for allowing us to do something super cool and special like this and sharing practitioner-assisted stretching with the world. I'm a physical therapist first, and I just love this product and how much it's changed people's lives in the community.
Hi, Ben. Nice to meet you.
What's up, guys? Hey, my name is Ben Yates. So my background, how I first started, I've always been a fan of moving the body, using the body. So that's where I started out in sports medicine and did that for 4 years. And that actually led me along the road to more exercise science. That's my undergrad, specializing in strength and conditioning, and also just fitness, wellness. So for the last 10 years, I've worked with all different types of athletes to even different types of rehab, therapy, coaching, gymnastics, you name it. I love helping people, and I'm a nerd when it comes to the body.
That's okay.
What led me to stretch zone.
You're doing what you love to do. So I do have some questions that people had sent in for the show, and one of the ones, and they must have gotten this off your website because they kind of quoted it, is they wanted to know more about your patented strapping system, which I have experienced. I will say it's comfortable. It's not scary. It's actually there to help keep you on the table, first of all, but just allow you to work with stretching some more. Can you talk about that a little bit?
So here with StretchZone, we have a special patented belt and straps that StretchZone created. So we have our championship belt that goes right across your pelvis to stabilize your hips, your prime movers. That way, just like Dory, you said, it's number one, it's for your safety to keep you on the table, but it really helps us to isolate specific muscles, prevent compensation of other muscles, so we can play with different angles, hitting different, not only the muscles, but even the origin, the attachment points. So we are allowed to do the things that you would not normally be able to do on ourselves.
Absolutely. Yeah, I'd be all over the floor. and I know when I first came in, I met with Jesse, and I was referred to you by my chiropractor, which was a great referral. And Jesse explained a lot of things to me, and then he gave me my first 30-minute free session. And so you do that for anybody who's interested in knowing more about StretchZone, correct?
Exactly. A lot of times when you hear practitioner assisted stretching, most people don't even know what that is.
Right. No, I think people talk about, oh, yeah, I stretch at home, or I do yoga, or I do Pilates. But what you're doing is so different. And so what would be some of the things, some of the benefits that they get from what you provide versus what you would get going to a yoga or Pilates class?
Yeah, we work with a ton of different people from different backgrounds. And so some of the big things that we like to really focus on is increasing natural range of motion. And this is something that maybe in other sort of modalities with flexibility, so yoga, stuff like that, where they're really focusing on strengthening and stabilization. We're really focusing on naturally increasing your range of motion, how your body actually moves. But other things that are really cool too. How does your brain function with those muscles, and how does it send signals? This is really beneficial for people who are in pain or simply just can't get into specific positions.
And let me say that if somebody has a question that they would like to ask of Amy, Ben, or Jesse, they can call in at 323-203-0815. So I know when I've been in there, I've seen all kinds of age groups, from I think some high school kids that are in there because of their athletics to people that are even older than me. So makes me feel a little bit better. But what are the age ranges that you work with at StretchZone?
We start at 14 when an adolescent has an idea about some body awareness and can communicate the way we need them to communicate in the stretches, all the way to 100 plus for sure.
Wow. Okay.
And you know, the reason why it's super important to start young is it's really when we tend to injure ourselves. I know that lots of folks have aches and pains and issues that started all the way back to those younger years on the field for sure.
So do you get on the younger side, are these like high school athletes, college athletes, you know, people who are obviously living in Colorado, doing a lot of outside activities, biking, hiking, skiing, all of
Absolutely.
Those things?
Absolutely. But in addition, I mean, younger kids that have asthma and are dealing with all that forward posture and the tight muscles in the front and all of the things that surround those lungs are super important to stretch, so that, you know, at a young age you're dealing with getting that upright posture and not creating all those problems later on in life for sure. Also, younger folks that have neurological involvement for sure, you know, who have tone issues with those muscles that have, you know, a decreased connection from the brain to the muscles. We see a handful of those folks too.
So then what about the other end of the spectrum when you're, let's say, 70 plus, and maybe you've been in good shape, maybe you haven't? You know, why are they coming to you, and what are the benefits that they're getting in their older years?
With this one, I really believe in movement is life. When it comes to, as we grow wiser, we level up to those older ages, we tend to see change in posture, in muscle tonus, and we start to see things, posture up. We start to see kind of a deterioration of, as the movement goes away, so does our quality of living. Even the little things like, hey, getting out of bed, getting up and off the on the ground with like grandkids, playing with other people, but even just using the bathroom. Sounds silly, but having the ability to squat, to use your hips, use your knees. And we see that very often with working with people who've had a knee, a hip replacement, where they go through their physical therapy, but then sometimes that just isn't enough, where there's more components we can achieve with that moving.
Right.
That's one thing I love. So not only that, but even working with arthritis, it's very, very uncomfortable. But when we're able to decompress the joints and the muscles surrounding the joints, it's like magic.
So people, you know, are imagining that you have all this, you know, equipment, like when they walk into a gym. And really, when you walk into Stretch Zone, it looks pretty simple. You have these wonderful tables with these straps. That's it for the equipment. And then the important part is the person who is there assisting you. Yeah. So you are really the equipment.
I prefer machine. I feel like a machine.
Okay.
Yeah, totally. I mean, you said it yourself, like when you go into the gym, there's all these different sets and series of equipment.
Yes.
And really what the power behind what we do is the one-on-one person connection that we have, where the practitioner is the tool that guides you and assists you into those deeper, better stretches and really focuses upon isolating the individual muscle. We don't need any fancy gears and gizmos. We have our belts that allow us to have second sets of hands to really do the isolation and preventing compensation. The power is in the practitioner doing the work for our clients.
So, go ahead. Were you going to share something, Amy?
I was going to say that, it really is. I mean, the stretch practitioner is definitely the magical piece in addition to the stabilizing strapping system, for sure. Lots of folks that walk in, you know, need sometimes more than the physical piece. They need somebody to talk them through and that person-to-person connection, for sure. We get, you know, plenty of folks that, especially through COVID, who have been sitting and compressing those hips like to an unprecedented amount.
Yes,
and they haven't interacted with people, and they walk in and they have a clean environment, a friendly face that's knowledgeable and will take great care of you. And sometimes those folks who have never exercised, who are in pain, especially now, will start to feel like they're in charge of their body. They're within their body again, and they can get back to exercising either for the first time or in a long time.
And unlike going to the gym, where sometimes after a major workout, and please, I am not dissing gyms, so I don't want to get a lot of negative feedback here, but you actually don't feel sore, or you don't feel worn out, or you don't feel, you know, exhausted and dripping in sweat. And yet you do feel this sense of energy that has shifted and changed in your body when you get up off that table. So how is what you are doing creating that benefit of you feeling that versus going to, you know, to a gym and working out on all these different machines?
One of the great benefits that we can provide with that is, as we're going through our stretching, we're doing multiple things. We're multitasking as what we do. So one of the things we first talked about, talking anatomical, is how when you think with a ball and socket, when that ball gets very compressed in that socket, when we're able to decompress, we add more space in the capsule, making your body move better. But along when you talk about the muscle, the soft tissue, not only are we stretching the muscles, but we're increasing circulation in the body. So it's very common when you're on the table, we'll be doing our stretches, and then as we let go of those stretches, you might feel that warming sensation, almost like blood is going back in that limb. It's very bizarre to have your leg feel like it's 20 pounds lighter, or feel like your foot is longer on that leg. And a lot of times as well, we do a lot of fascial stretching along with it. So that fascia is not...
Yeah, what does that mean?
The fascia is the connective tissue over top our muscle. Much like when you're cleaning a chicken or skinning an animal, it's that white connective tissue.
Okay.
So our fascia is kind of what holds everything together. So very much when we're tight, we're bound up, we're dehydrated, that fascia contracts on that muscle. So as we, number one, stretch the muscle, we loosen up that fascia to give more range of motion, but we also help to hydrate the muscles simply by stretching. It's amazing, number one, how it feels. It's almost like you're turning back the clock on your body.
And, you know, when you're going through that as well, how is it that you monitor if somebody starts becoming uncomfortable?
Yeah, so we have a very strict communication, a rule that goes between practitioner and the client. Because there are one-on-one sessions, communication is going both ways. Big first off that we do is we rate our stretches on a scale of 1 to 10 for every single stretch we do for intensity. So 1 being on the lighter side, like you barely feel anything, time's getting wasted, or 10 on the opposite side being way too much and bearing the lines of uncomfortable or even painful. At no point are any of our clients ever getting to 10s where there is any discomfort. And likewise, we don't want to stick around those 1s and just wasting people's time. So we stick to our 3s, our 5s, and our 7s. And our clients let us know on every single stretch that we're doing where they're at. So that 3 is that light stretch, 5 is a medium stretch, and 7 is our intense stretch. And just like working out, we do want to see high intensity. But again, there shouldn't be any discomfort. And pain isn't even a word we like to say in our studios because it doesn't happen and we don't want it to happen. So there's communication like that. But additionally, we always check in with our clients, like, what's going on in your life? Is there any new injuries? We're big note takers, so we have a big medical report that we take to make sure that we're on top of it. But if there's anything new going on, if you tweak that hip, you roll that ankle, we want to be aware of what's going on with the body before we even touch you. So we make sure that we're sensitive and we know what areas to avoid or to work on.
So is there a recommended, amount of time that somebody should be coming in on a regular basis? Do you kind of look at what their goals are, what it is that they want to achieve, or if they're in kind of maintenance mode? And I mean, again, you're working with somebody who's 14 versus somebody who's 75. So how is it that you set up the regimen that's going to best meet their needs?
Absolutely. So a lot of times when people call in saying, how often should I stretch? My honest answer is, I don't know until I get a poke and prod you a little bit. So it's amazing how, number one, we see where we're starting at, what condition our body's in, and then where are our goals at. The action towards those goals always have to align or we don't achieve our goals with anything in life. So a lot of times what I see the best results in is somebody coming in 3 times a week. So that way we have the time to work on that body, make changes, and then especially let it recover in between. I love having 1 or 2 days in between to let those muscles recover. And when we see people on that regular basis of 3 times a week, that's when we can not only like see very life-changing events from limping to walking to running, but also to work on different areas of the body. That's my favorite part is even though we're all made the same, we're not all the same.
No.
So it's amazing figuring out, hey, we need to really work on our hip flexors, or man, those hamstrings are really what's pulling on that back. It's a really cool process getting to know every single person for who they are and getting to know their body as well.
So I know you have a Broomfield location. How long have you been there, and where in Broomfield are you located? How could people find you, get a hold of you?
Sure. So we are located.
You're going to have to move a little closer, Amy. Yep.
Sure. We're located in Broomfield off of 136th and Zuni, just about a mile west of I-25. We've been here for 2 years. We hit our 2-year anniversary. 2 years and 22 days. As far as being able to reach us, it's either text or phone. We, of course, could give you those numbers, but we communicate via Facebook lots of times. That's how a lot of people find out about us, is through Facebook, ironically. As far as Arvada, I don't know if you want me to tell you where we're at in Arvada. Yes. Would you like to? Okay. So Arvada,
we've been in that location.
That's the new location. It's in Five Parks Village, which is off of 85th Drive or 85th, like off of 86th Avenue, just east of Indiana. And we have been open about 4 months now. We were told we were crazy for opening up a new business during COVID. But again, the Broomfield community proved to us that they wanted to get back on our tables because, again, you know, feeling like they needed some wellness that felt safe, and it was time to re-enter society. And so we opened up that Arvada store, and the crew there is very busy, thankfully.
So speaking of COVID, because that is a question that comes up for almost anybody now in any doing any business, and of course, things are changing daily still. What have been your COVID protocols, and how do you keep everyone safe, and how do people feel comfortable in coming in still?
Yeah, so COVID is on the forefront of everyone's mind. And even before COVID, all of our studios were extremely clean and sanitary. I mean, we're doing hands-on work with the body, so we sterilize our tables in between every single one of our clients. All the accessories that we use, if it's a pillow that someone needs, those are all cleaned as well. The big difference now with COVID is that we do mandatory check-ins for all of our clients. So we're taking their temperatures, we're asking our CDC questions, we're sanitizing. I think we're going through more than a gallon a day now. But yeah, both clients and practitioners are sanitizing their hands. And the tables are not only being wiped down, but they're also making sure they're being wiped down again. Temperatures are a big piece lately, and of course everyone's wearing their masks,
right.
Especially because we are close to our clients, and going from one client to the next, all clients and practitioners are wearing the mask at all times.
And somebody just sent in a question and said, because I had put on the marketing that you have some serious skills, and they wanted to know what those were. They want to know more about you.
Yes. Are we talking in regards to stretching or life? Because I got a big resume here.
Yeah.
So serious skills when it comes to stretching, I love, I mentioned it before, I cannot express how much I love
Nebraska. So what did you bring with you?
Well, the Cornhuskers, of course. Like, so a lot of my skills and my background do stem back from almost sports medicine or on the exercise side of things. So I've had the opportunity to work with football players, soccer players, hockey players, even to the regards of coaching gymnastics as well. That's one of my favorite passions is working with understanding the body. When we understand how the body is meant to move, we understand what is going wrong or the catalyst that made it veer off of where it should be. So that way we can bring it back to how our body was made to move. So my skills involve a lot with not only as simple as of stretching the body, moving the body, but seeing changes in gait, changes in posture, changes in how we perform and use our body. I love working with people.
Well, and obviously you're an outdoor kind of person too, because you mentioned a lot of the things that you've been involved in: trail running, rock climbing, tennis. And so your passion about wellness, you know, definitely comes through.
So I was very blessed and thankful that my parents said, whatever you want to do, we'll support you. So name a sport, I think I played it. I was like, oh yeah, let's just try this distance running thing. And then somehow jumped into marathon running, Olympic lifting I've competed in. If it's moving the body and it can make us stronger, faster, feel better in the mind and the body and the spirit, I'm in.
So another question that came in was for you, Amy, and they said that you're interested in overall wellness. So besides what you would do for somebody who's coming to Stretch Zone, what are some of the other things that you would recommend for somebody to continue to stay healthy?
Hydration is definitely huge, for sure.
Especially here in Colorado, so dry. Yeah.
All about listening to your body. And so I don't know if my mom and dad drilled it into me, but if you're tired, you should rest, and or your body's trying to tell you something for sure. I'm all about being in front of the ball. So you start to feel certain things, you address them as quickly as possible. I'm a big fan. I mean, I am a big fan, but not as much as Ben of outdoor activity and exercise. I ski and play tennis and try to golf, but that doesn't seem to be happening. But I have my husband and two kids, and we're all about adventure. And it really is just taking care of the whole body, you know, definitely the mind, your spirit, your physical person. And so that's what I'm all about for sure. 25 years of being in healthcare and seeing folks, you know, in different phases of their lives has also helped, and my own story for sure has gotten me to this place.
And so what can you share a little bit about what your own story is that brought you here?
Story that got me here. Well, I was practicing physical therapy. I'm at 25 years as a therapist, and my own story. I've been through most of it. I recently blew out my own knee skiing, so I had to be a patient myself, which was definitely humbling. And I've had my own lung disease, which had definitely affected me and my mortality to the max. So I had to ask all of those questions and really look within and see what I needed to do really to survive and be good to myself. As far as I have a dad who has Parkinson's and has his own story. And we have seen a great deal of people with Parkinson's who have walked through our doors, both at Arvada and Broomfield. And we've really been changed ourselves and have changed their lives. And it's been super special, and we adore that community.
That's good. That's good to know. So how are you all reaching out to the people in the community as well to let them know about, you know, what you're doing? Obviously, this is a part of that, and I certainly want to help you get the word out, you know, as well. And like I said, I was referred to by my chiropractor, so he knew about you. But I just have a feeling that a lot of people don't know the benefits of what you offer, and that they, you know, they might just look at this as another yoga studio or Pilates studio and not really understand the full wellness factor that you're all bringing.
Well, we definitely have partnered with a lot of chiropractors for sure. You know, it's super important we stay in our lane. You know, all we do is stretch, and, you know, as soon as anything is communicated that is out of our wheelhouse, it is referred immediately. Yeah, absolutely. And, as far as when it comes to chiropractory, a lot of the chiropractors say to us that our clients come here and those adjustments are really easy and stick and surely stick. So that's
I'm not
really
quite as often anymore.
that's a really common story. So that's really nice. As far as getting out in the community, I mean, we are at Orange Theories and F45s and partnering with them. We've created, we've made time to go to Parkinson's support meetings, whether they're in person or online. We've opened up our stores to companies, anybody who wants to come in for a wellness day and take care of their employees. Is there anything else you can?
Events as well.
Yeah, like golf tournaments and getting those golfers who really need 10 or 20 more yards on their swing. We get them, you know, before they get out on the course for a tournament, and their game has changed. It's really super fun to see.
So Jesse, I have a question that came in for you, because in your bio it says that you're a problem solver. So they want to know what problems you're solving.
Yeah, I like to say I have an addiction for learning, and one thing that I don't like it when we have excuses, and that's like a big problem that I wanted to solve. And finding StrexZone and working with StrexZone has allowed me to work with so many different groups of people. And big one, like Amy was saying, has been Parkinson's, and that was one of the most fun challenges that I've had, is working with my clients with Parkinson's and, you know, really understanding what the neurological reset does to their bodies. And so working with movement disabilities and really understanding the fundamentals of how their body's responding to the stretches and what specific muscles are really being therapeutic and that need to be worked on. When it comes to our average clientele coming in with range of motion issues, one thing that I've really learned and the problem I love to solve is that every person and every body is a puzzle, and there's different ways to solve it. So a lot of people are coming in with some lower back tension and lower back pain, and usually the back isn't the source of the issue at all. And so we got to look at the other muscles, the hips, the hamstrings, some of the connective tissue, right? Fundamentals of range of motion. And so we look at these other muscles and really dial in by stretching one muscle at a time to see what's limiting their range of motion. And those are my favorite puzzles to solve. So when people come in, they're like, man, I've had sciatica and it's debilitating. I can't enjoy my family, or I can't enjoy the sports I used to play. And it's like, well, there's the problem to solve, is that you're not having that quality of life back. And now let's start solving that Rubik's Cube and finding the individual parts that are preventing you from enjoying that quality of life again.
So I know that we have StrexZone here in Broomfield in Arvada, but what is the history of StrexZone? You know, who started it? When did they start it? You know, what was their passion and motivation? Where did it begin?
Back in 2004, a gentleman named Jordan Gold, who comes from athletic training and sports medicine, he'd started to see the change in stretching and obviously how it benefits life. And one of Jordan's best friends in his entire life was his grandpa. So his grandpa had type 2 diabetes. He was almost bedridden with lethargic neuropathy of his feet, just having trouble moving his body. So Jordan started by stretching his grandpa in bed, going through different stretches, just like we stretch on a bed or a table when we're here. And then his grandpa went from bedridden to a walker to then at Jordan's cousin's wedding, grandpa threw the cane aside and started booging to that first song. God. And that was the aha moment of how Jordan realized how impactful stretching can be with not just flexibility, but so many other aspects in life. And then when he figured that out, Jordan won the contract from 2000. So it's a fairly new company or young company. Starting at 2014, and that's now 6-7 years later, it's starting to become nationwide and eventually, hopefully, even global.
Well, wow,
we're at about 120 stores in the nation right now. And Jordan started with the LA Rams as, I believe, an athletic trainer. And then when he came up with like the theology of Stretch Zone or the methodology, he was, you know, seeing folks like, who was he seeing? Tony Robbins. And
it was like top level celebrities.
And it got to the point, and that aha moment was where he really just wanted to bring it to everyone.
So that's a great thing when it can not just hit the elite people, the elite athletes, but, you know, the people every day who are walking down the street and can benefit as well. Like you said, he started with his grandpa. And so who are the people who work at StrexZone? Where did they come from? What kind of experience did they have to have? What kind of training did they have to have in order to be there to be stretching on someone's body?
So our practitioners, they all have their own individual educations in some form of anatomy and physiology. And we like to have that kind of well-diverse backgrounds of knowledge. So we have massage therapists, personal trainers, strength and conditioning coaches. But most importantly, we all go through an accredited certification, which allows us to learn the StrexZone method, to use body mechanics during all of our stretches to ensure that we're getting therapeutic benefits, but never overstretching with our clients at all. Really, the certification is what ties all of our individual educations together. And through that certification, it allows us to stretch safely and really hone in on the specifics of each stretch and the benefits that stretch is going to give our clients.
So if somebody wanted to come work for you, what kind of experience would they have to walk in the door with first?
People person. That's a big one. A people person.
People person, yeah.
Yeah, a big part of it is making people feel comfortable and on the table. And that's the fun part, right? Is the communication piece is really important. Talking and being able to share what the stretch is and communicate that in a way where everyone can understand it, whether you have the ability and wealth of knowledge about the body or you're someone who doesn't know the difference between the hamstrings or the quads. And that's okay. And we're able to explain that during the process. Big
portion of
anatomy and physiology. So we see a lot of our practitioners coming from a health exercise background or strength and conditioning background, and tying that in together with being a people person.
So I know when I was there over the summer, you actually had a couple of people who were at the Broomfield location from Florida, and they were coming in and working with me for a period of time. So is that a part of their training, or were they just wanting to have some sun in Colorado? Or how is it that they're able to move from location to location?
Are you saying people on the table were from Florida?
No,
or
your practitioners.
You're on.
Yeah.
So we have a friend who is a practitioner in Florida when he was working for Stretch Zone down there. And we got too busy and we were going through transitions and he flew up and helped us out.
Oh, that was great.
So that was, yeah, it's pretty magical. And he's his background is a physical therapy assistant.
Yeah.
So he had a really fun background, and you might have bumped into corporate. Corporate was here during the summer. I'm not sure, but they come and they make sure that everybody is doing what they're supposed to be doing, from technique and hand placement, and you know, making sure that the clients are being taken care of correctly, and the communications there between the practitioner and the client with the 3-5-7 rule, so that everybody stays safe and nobody ends up being sore.
So let's talk about some of the packages that you offer and the cost of coming to Stretch Zone.
So we have a couple different options. So we have anything from punch cards all the way to 3-month programs. I mean, it can range anywhere from $35 a stretch up to $50 a stretch. So my biggest thing that I love to kind of point people towards is actually the 3-month programs. So my reason for that being is I think we've all established in life there is no magic pills. I wish, but I haven't found that yet. So it's just the consistency.
The unicorn has the magic pill.
We've got to find that.
Yeah.
So when people come in consistently, over the span of 3 months, that's where you make the biggest changes, the greatest changes. And that's what also just accountability. A lot of times when you ask someone like, hey, how are you going to stretch on your own? They're like, oh yeah, yeah. You ask them the next time you see them, hey, did you get your stretching homework done?
Yeah.
Absolutely not. Yeah. So that is the greatest thing to it is that number one, you get to lay back and relax and we do all the work to making sure those results are going to be achieved. The other thing with that is I love how when we change the body and we go through that process, the question I ask everyone is, how long has this problem been going on? How long has it taken us to get this point in our life? If it's one day, I'm like, okay, we can work with this. But a lot of times we find it's weeks, months, years that we've been experiencing these issues. So it's as we roll back that clock, it takes a little bit of time. And that's where I love that complete open honesty of working with people and seeing that progress along the way.
So when you're I did the 3-month program, and then of course COVID happened, so everything got interrupted. But that consistency is really key.
Along with that consistency is giving people homework as well. That's one thing we really pride ourselves in. Even though none of us, not even ourselves, can do that same type of stretching at home, is we give homework to isolate problem areas, specific muscles. And it really is teaching someone how to fish besides just giving them the fish.
Jesse, you had something to share?
Yeah, I was just going to touch on the homework piece a little bit.
I remember the homework piece.
Yeah, a lot of people feel like that. Like, are you good with homework? I'm like, no. But the stretches, we simplify down to the point where you're isolating the muscles that during your session we're noticing are causing those limitations. And so it's simple. It's not like you have to do an hour-long stretch regimen first thing in the morning. It's, hey, listen, can you allocate a minute to 5 minutes? Can you allocate 5 minutes to 10 minutes? Where are you at? and let's really tailor that homework so that when you're gone on that business trip or you're on vacation, you have a couple tools to use while you're gone to really just make sure that you're expediting the process and really holding yourself accountable to your own goals. One really cool thing and why I love the 3-month programs is that consistency in mind. Just like anything else with our body, working out or improving cardio, if you do it once a year, you're probably not going to be too good at it. And so when you have that consistency, you're retraining the brain and body to work together to make instantaneous results on every visit with us. But over the duration of that 3-month program, those results are going to become long lasting. And that's how our clients are walking out the door with their goals accomplished and coming back because they miss us, not because they need us anymore.
So as we're getting ready to wrap up, Amy, I want to make sure that people know how to reach you, how to get a hold of you at the Broomfield location, how to get a hold of you at the Arvada location. What's the best way for them to contact you for more information?
So we have a couple different options. Okay. Number one, you can always click on stretchzone.com and go to the locations.
Okay.
Where it'll take you to our website. But also we have our own phone number, landline. So ours is 303-451-9869.
Okay.
Or you can always shoot me an email at broomfield@stretchzone.com.
Okay. And is that for both locations? No, that's for Broomfield. Okay. So how do they reach you, Jesse, there in Arvada?
Yeah, if they want to come in and work with me for that free stretch consultation, our Arvada number is 720-398-8889. Or they can email us as well at the arvada@stretchzone.com. Another great way to get hold of whether it's Broomfield or Arvada is you can hop on Facebook as well, click on us, and you can shoot us a message, leave us a comment, or even just click on an ad there. You can reach out to us through Facebook if that's easier.
So in Facebook, they just put in Stretch Zone and you'll come up?
Yeah.
Okay. So, Amy, what would you like to leave us with today?
You know, in my head, I thought we would do a little demo. I don't know if we have time.
Let's do it. We have time.
All right.
This will be great.
All right, we're going to have to be strategic here. Jesse, I don't know if you want to talk about that free demo and a little bit more while we get set up.
Yeah, so while they're set up. So just like kind of what we talked about earlier, all of our clients coming on in for their first visit is a free consultation. They're about an hour long because we do go through that extensive medical background. We talk about goals in mind and we start looking at what programs we're really going to start targeting that goal. The consultation is really cool because we get all the paperwork out of the way. We treat them like real people and we talk about those goals. And then we actually get them on the table so they experience the service firsthand. Strep zone, right? Practitioner assisted hygiene, what is that? It's a lot easier to show people what we do rather than just talking about it. And those instantaneous results, once they're on that table and they get off and they're feeling better, they're feeling lighter and looser, they're ready to roll into whatever program they see for it.
So Amy's going to be on the table, and Ben is going to show a little bit about how you get strapped in when you come in. The tables are really comfortable, I can say that. Go ahead, Ben.
Yep. When you're in our story, we always start with a warm-up, getting our body moving, just like when you warm up to work out. So we always start with a spinal decompression, kind of adding space between those discs, lengthening that spine. Let's say, boom, I hit myself through that warm-up. But then, just like we mentioned, we have our padded straps or our championship belt because everyone here at Stretch Zone is a winner. So this is also what makes us safe on that table, isolating specific muscles. So to start with Amy, we're going to start by strapping down those legs, and we're going to work on her IT band or the connective tissue from that hip and back all the way down to that knee. Sometimes when they have tight IT bands, they can pull on the kneecap or the patella, creating a clicking, a popping, or even lateral tracking of the knee. So once I've got her all strapped down, again, Amy, do you remember our 3-5-7 intensity scale?
I sure do.
Perfect. So start with that connective tissue on the outside of that leg. We're going to go ahead and find some tension in that area. I'm going to go ahead and decompress her joint by pulling on that leg. Amy, let me know when you feel a 3 or a light stretch.
3.
hang out for about a couple seconds here, and then reset. Amy, let me know when you feel a five or a mild stretch.
Five.
Amy, go ahead. Let me know when you feel a seven or a good deep stretch.
Seven.
Perfect. So hitting that muscle three times. Just as Jesse talked about, with three fives and sevens. Next, we're going to go ahead and bend this knee, taking it onto our glutes. Amy, do you know where your glute is?
My back pocket.
Exactly. It's those big muscles. Let me know when you feel three in that backside.
Three.
Boom. Amy, let me know when you feel your five.
Five.
And let me know when you feel seven or a good deep stretch.
Seven.
Perfect. Moving on, as we take it to our hamstrings, fun fact, we've got a couple different muscles that make up the hamstrings, it's not just one. So as we take it to Amy's outside hamstring, Amy, you're going to feel this on the back side of that leg towards the outside. Let me know when you feel three.
Three.
Good, I'll decompress that joint. Amy, let me know when you feel your five.
Five.
And Amy, let me know when you feel your seven.
Seven.
Oh, great job, Amy. We made a big improvement from last time. That's actually 10 degrees further than we got during the last stretch. So that's kind of the process that we go through throughout all the body, from neck, shoulders, chest, hips, hip flexors, calves, you name it. We have a lot of different stretches that we can work on. Depending on kind of what's tight or where our problem areas are, we can use those belts to really help and isolate those muscles.
That was very beneficial. I'm glad we got an opportunity to see the table and the straps and to have you show a little bit of the stretching. And I know when I worked with Jesse, that 3-5-7 was pretty adamant about everything that we did. So, I want to thank you for that. I want to thank you all for being here today. It was very informative, lots of great information. Congratulations on the new location and just to kind of wrap up, Ben, what would you say is the most important thing for people to remember about coming into the stretch zone?
My most important thing that I can give to you guys is people always ask the question, when should I start stretching? Today, right now. It's always that debate, that emotional little voice in our head or our good angel versus our devil on our shoulder, talking about creating excuses when really the best thing you can do is start right away when it comes to stretching, whether it's stretching at home, doing some homework, or coming into a stretch zone as well. The sooner you start, the sooner you can make progress. And that's the biggest thing I have here is when people are worried about time, price, how their body's going to react as we're going through that, it's really about kind of getting that body going. We have one body to use for the rest of our life. We've got to take care of it.
Thank you all so, so much for being here today, and I look forward to seeing you soon. I want to let everybody know that next week on Thursday, we're going to have Darren Reiner, who works with Deschutes Wilderness Therapy, and talk about being outside, and I think some of these wilderness therapists really need to know about the stretch zone. They go through a lot in the work that they do, and she's going to talk about mental health treatment in the wilderness. And today, the saying I'm going to leave you with for the week is opportunities to find deeper powers within ourselves come when life seems most challenging. So I think that's a very good fit for what all of you shared with us today. And thank you, everyone. I will see you all next week, and I will see all of you soon. Bye-bye, everyone. Take care.
Hi, thank you.
You're listening to Every Voice Matters with Dori Francis, only on LA Talk Radio.